The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, pretty much all sports.
Talked a lot of sports.
Talked a little Andre documentary there at the end. And, yeah, I want to make it clear, I thought it was good. There were some areas where I thought they could have done, that I was more interested in, that I wish they'd done more on.
Yeah.
And less of, although the one thing that did come out of that whole Hogan thing is what a genius McMahon was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that guy still is. I mean, obviously, he's built that business up. But that dude knew exactly what he was doing and was ahead of the curve and helped build that business into what it is. That always impresses me because he saw it coming with cable television.
Yeah.
And basically, because people, and if you haven't seen it, when I was growing up, it was all these different, it was like Houston wrestling with Paul Bosch,
yeah,
and Mid-South wrestling, and, you know, there was Ontario wrestling in there, and then there was the East Coast, which was McMahon, and he turned it into a national thing, and was well ahead of everybody, got all the big stars, and that's where it really exploded. So, that was impressive. Quick review, I did watch.
But it's also, I don't know if they could have done what they did without Andre the Giant.
Yeah, he was certainly the biggest draw at the time.
And they talked about how he was such a feature that if you brought him out at every show, like, it would lose its appeal because he was like, it was such a special event to see him.
Yeah.
So when Vince figured that out, that's when he started putting Andre out on loan to all these other smaller organizations, and they would pay big money because they knew if Andre the Giant came in, their show would sell out.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty cool, like, seeing all that stuff.
Yeah, and I would have, that's the other thing too. I would have liked to have seen more of his, because you really don't get a lot of his time in the WWF except for that WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I kind of would have liked to have seen a little more of that too, but overall I thought it was pretty cool. So 713-780-ESPN. I also finally watched Molly's game last night. I thought Idris Elba was really good in it. It almost came off as a sequel to the book,
mm-hmm,
which I don't think you probably haven't read the book.
I haven't.
But what was interesting in the book, there was always some things that were missing to me. Like, she wasn't quite telling you everything. In the movie, she admitted she had a big drug problem. Well, that explains a lot more. If she'd explained that in the book, it would have made more sense. And also that she was breaking the law a lot more than she let on in the book.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that, so I kind of feel like they almost did the movie to correct some things that she could have done better in the book. But there was also some weird contradictions. Like, in the book, she kept insisting she didn't really know that much about poker. It was about getting the right players. But then in the movie, she's like rattling off percentages and stuff like she knows what she's talking about. So I thought it was one other little thing was, she basically said that Toby Maguire wanted the game built for him. He wanted players that he knew he could beat, or he knew. And in the movie, it made it sound like he was the best player. It's like, honestly, if I put a game together of just people that I know I'm better than with a lot of money,
right,
I'm going to win. I'm going to win 90% of the time. So are you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all it is. But overall, it's worth checking out. You know, she, it's But I think if you watch the movie, you realize she committed a lot more crimes than she admitted. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I noticed they've changed the camera angles a little bit here on the live stream before we go to launch next week. Mostly it's, I don't know how, it's more focused on you than me.
The way it should be.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
I'm sure that's how you feel. I don't really need to be on camera. I'm okay with not being on camera.
Right.
So, works for me. But
yeah, I'd be okay if we didn't have these things at all.
Yeah.
But
we're going to.
Yeah. It's not an option.
So, yeah. Matt wants a review of the Katie mom story, which everybody seemed to.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. I would love to be able to play some of it for people who don't know what we're
talking
about.
There's no way. Yeah, there's
but
no way.
Every word is beep.
I mean, do you want to try?
No, I don't. There's no way.
I bleeped it out.
Yeah, but those are the worst audios when we play something that's just, hey, beep, you're beep, 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 beep. Those never come out well. They're just horrible radio. So, no, I don't want you to try it, but
I'll say this. If I were a teenage white boy, the thing I would want least in the world is for my mom to be out in my front yard saying, my son will beat your ass, and throwing around the N-word while there are real black guys around. That's like, oh no, what are you doing, mom? I bet that kid was up in his room hearing his mom outside going, mom, you're killing me. What are you doing here? I mean, that's awful. That's a no-win situation for that kid. And I don't know. I wish I knew the backstory on it.
Yeah.
But also the kid that she's yelling at is also a white kid who also seems comfortable using the N-word like it's no big deal. He also F's bitches. He let her know at some point.
And he takes video.
He videos it. Yeah. That's odd.
Yeah, the video is just, it's, this woman's obviously on something. There's no doubt in my mind. She's either really drunk or high or something, but she's going after these kids and screaming at them, and it's a bad look. Also, a bad look is whoever recorded it. Dude, why can't you do landscape?
Come on. What the hell? What a horrible recording.
Yeah, come on. Now, I do like that they were in the car and kept moving along with her.
They followed the action. Yeah. That's important. But, yeah, they could have gotten a bigger...
But you need to go back to film school.
Yeah.
Because that was very poor when it comes to cinematography.
Yeah.
One of my favorite moments is the mom is, like, bragging about having money in her bank account. I think it's at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, that's good because you're an adult.
I hope so.
I mean, I would...
you own a house. And then I hope you have money.
And then at the end, she's like, I just wish you were 18, and like, because I would, you know, I would hit you or whatever she was saying, and then like,
I thought she said that because she knows that he F's bitches, and
that's how I took
she's
it.
She's trying to get some.
That's how I took it, but yeah, she chased him a good three or four houses down, yeah. At least two.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her son. I mean, that kid is now...
they're going to have to change schools.
Well, from what it sounded like, the kid had already dropped out. So that seems like, it seems like, because that was at the end, she was saying, that's why your son dropped out.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
2A1 talking about the Molly's game. So besides raking the pot, what other crimes did you commit? Don't mention drug use. The book doesn't mention drug use. The movie does. And I read an interview where she came back and said she just wasn't really ready to admit all that. Besides drug use, she really dances around the whole ties to the Russian mafia.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really blame her. You don't want to come out and say, oh, yeah, I was doing business with these guys. And by the way, raking the pot, fairly significant crime, especially. I think there was some money laundering going on and some other stuff, too, that you know, the FBI wound up going after all these people for a reason. So, anyway, if you can, where's a site where people can go look at the video, John?
I'll tweet it out. It's on YouTube. If you Google crazy mom yelling at little boy, then that's the wrong one. Hold on, I gotta find it. But I think if you Google crazy mom screaming, then it'll pop
Katie,
up.
And throw Katie in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll probably get you there. But yeah, if I thought it would, if there was anything usable in it, I'd say go for it. But all right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. See who's upset that he's not up for the Thursday or Monday night football gigs?
Who's that?
Apparently he went on the Texan station in town here and said, I am highly frustrated and agitated. And when it basically, Mike Mayock thinks he should get one of those gigs.
I don't need that.
I think he knows his stuff, but frankly, I find his slight lisp very distracting.
Yeah, it is a little
and I hate to say that, but if you're going to do a job like this, you know, that's any job where you have to speak, if that's a turnoff, don't think you can do it. But I played 2 years and I wasn't any good and I couldn't stay healthy. If you don't have a Hall of Fame jacket, it's hard to get a high level job calling games in our industry. Now, I've done Notre Dame games nationally on Saturdays. I've done Thursday night football for the NFL Network. I kind of feel like I've been there and I've shown what I can do and that I care about it.
Caring about something doesn't necessarily mean that you're automatically qualified for the job. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that you're a good broadcaster.
Yeah, I mean, to get those kind of gigs.
Right.
You got to be pretty damn good.
You got to be pretty good.
Yeah, and, well, I think NFL Network Thursday night games, even that might be a bit much for him.
But that's where he should start,
That's where he's been.
Yeah, I mean, that's. Once people are like, man, Mike Mayock does a really good job on that, which I haven't heard anybody say that.
Then, exactly.
You start considering him for other things, but, I mean,
I don't blame him for...
I don't think he's horrible at the job.
Yeah.
I just don't think he deserves to be on a Sunday or Monday night football broadcast.
Yeah.
Whose job does he think he should get?
I think he's basically just ticked off that his name never came up for the Thursday night package or the Monday night. That nobody's knocking down his door to get him.
Well, sorry, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like when at one point Greenberg was mad that he didn't get a chance to do Monday Night Football. And it's kind of like, well, I think he might have had a better case as a play-by-play guy. It's just he also had Tirico for so long. But, you know, there's also things. It's okay to be really good at what you're doing. I mean, isn't it? I mean, I really want to do play-by-play. Well, okay. Maybe that's something you want to do. Maybe you really want to do play-by-play. Actually, you'd probably be better at play-by-play. But 936 says, I like, should I be a porn star?
No, doesn't work that way.
Have you done some tapes to kind of see where it takes you?
Right, yeah.
I never begrudge anybody wanting to do things, but and to be better and to try hard and everything else.
I like kids. I don't understand why I'm not a pediatrician.
I like
baseball. Why aren't I playing for the Astros?
Well, I always wanted to be a quarterback growing up. Guess what? I was lacking one thing.
Being good at it?
Yeah.
And we had that in common.
Talent. Yeah. Talent, ability, ability to throw the football. Yeah. I didn't really have size. I kind of sucked at quarterback. But, boy, I wanted it. I really wanted to play quarterback. Lamont says, I think it's a Romo effect. If Romo can do it with no experience, why can't I? They do tend to forget they've trotted a lot of guys out into the booth, maybe not in that prominent a position, and it hasn't worked out so well. But I think he probably feels like, well, look, I've done this, and you know, I should get my chance. It's like, I think you've outkicked your coverage, frankly.
Yeah.
I think you're a draft guy, and I think you do a good job with that. I've never liked him as an analyst on live games just because I find his voice so distracting. And, I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. It just, when you have something like that in your voice, people are going to hear that and not what you're saying.
Right. Sorry.
Now, do I like him better than Chris Collinsworth? Yeah, I do. But do I wind up muting him at some point? Yeah. In the end, it's how long do you get before you get muted? That's pretty much what it amounts to for me.
I always just end up dealing with it.
There's certain guys I can't. And him, you know, he'll make it to the end of a game sometimes, but usually it's because it's a Thursday night game. I'm not watching just that game. I'm flipping over to the college games that are on at the same time. So I have less a chance to get annoyed with him than I do with a guy like Collinsworth. That's the only game I'm stuck with.
Yeah.
And so usually I say over under about 6 minutes into the first quarter on Collinsworth, it gets muted. Mayock, I don't remember actually muting.
Did you, like, this is sort of unrelated, but do you remember when they said that Ron Harper was going to call games for the NBA China events,
yeah.
like when they did games? I was like, dude, that's just such a horrible idea. And I understand, like, Ron Harper has come to grips with his speech problems, and like, he's comfortable with it. But that doesn't make it a good idea. You know what I mean? To make that guy a broadcaster.
The big lead was they was taking the ball to the hole.
Yeah, that's, you can't.
No, I mean, it, you can't make it impossible for somebody to listen to you.
Rebound.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you feel bad for the guy. You really do. And that doesn't mean he wouldn't be good at being an analyst. But guess what? That's the beauty of something like having the ability to write. Get on there and write stuff.
Yeah,
lots of websites it would take you. But I don't know that they're all like Chris Collinsworth isn't a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
I mean, he had a better career than Mayock, but it's not like he was that great. And it's not about having a Hall of Fame jacket. It's just about, I think it's sometimes it's as simple as charisma and personality, which I don't really think he has a lot of. But, yeah, I don't blame a guy for saying, hey, I think I should get these opportunities.
Yeah.
But do I think I should get opportunities on TV? Nope.
Yeah.
Pretty good where I am. I know better. I am, you have to be attractive to be on TV.
Yeah.
I get that. So, on a regular basis. I can do occasional videos and stuff where it's not going to disgust people. But could I get on there and do what, I don't even know who the anchors are in town anymore.
I don't either.
But I couldn't get out there and do what David Nuno does.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a handsome guy.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Apparently, 5 years, $75.5 million extension for Jarvis Landry with the Browns.
Man.
makes him the fifth highest paid, highest average paid wide receiver in football.
Okay. Which to me makes him the most overpaid receiver in football, but okay.
Yeah, there's some very overpaid guys, so I don't know if he's the most overpaid, but that's
So he is, you said the fifth?
Yeah. Fifth highest paid.
I'd have to look at who's ahead of him on the salaries list, but oh man, it's a tough call for him if he's the most overpaid, because number one's Antonio Brown. I'm going to go not overpaid.
No. Deserving of every penny.
Yeah. Number two, Mike Evans. Also, I'm going to go not overpaid.
Not overpaid.
Number three is DeAndre. I'm going to go not overpaid. But number four, Sammy Watkins.
Ooh.
So Sammy Watkins or Jarvis Landry, who's more overpaid? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Damn. You know what's sad is that all those guys make more than AJ Green and Julio Jones, which is just crazy to me. But yeah, I guess their time.
Yeah. Came up at the right time. Watkins. Oof.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting offseason. The 2020 offseason. AJ Green, Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, Emmanuel Sanders, DeSean Jackson. It's gonna be a lot of unrestricted free, Jordy Nelson that year, unrestricted free agent wide receivers. So, be interesting to watch. But yeah, good for him. Good, get your money, man. Get your money.
All right. You know what I have here? Apparently, they vary week to week how many things there are to do in Houston from Culture Map.
Yeah.
There's 11 this week. So, I'm going to set the over-under at 2.5. Out of 11 things that we'd be interested in doing. This is by Craig D. Lindsay.
I was at an internship fair yesterday at UHD, and one of the vendors came up to me and said that her brother loves this segment here. He listens to our station. I think it's brother or cousin, listens to our station all day and says that this is his favorite segment.
Who is this again?
I went to an internship fair, and then there was a booth, and this one lady came by, and she said that a relative of hers listens to the radio station, listens to ESPN 97.5, and said this is their favorite segment of the week.
That's odd, but okay.
All right. Today, Dumpsta Funk brings the funk. It's time to get funky with the biweekly Party on the Plaza free concert season series. The latest headlining band is New Orleans band Dumpsta Funk, a band which includes...
This is not for me.
Ivan Neville and his cousin Ian on guitar. Yeah, I'm out.
That's a no for me, dog.
Okay. The Japan Festival launches with a free outdoor concert. Yeah. Oh, I thought you'd be into that.
Wait, what is this, a music festival?
Well, it's
Japanese music?
It's all about celebrating Japan and its rich cultural glory. With traditional and contemporary musical performance, dance, martial arts, Japanese cuisine, and other artful stuff.
I love Japanese food.
I love Japanese women.
Yeah.
But Japanese music? I'm not going to a concert of that.
No, I'm not either.
It's at Herman Park.
I don't speak Japanese.
If I were single, I would go because I'm big on Japanese women. But no, that's a definite no. All right. Don, I'm going to go with Nigro. N-I-G-R-O is an Ohio playwright who's written more than 400 plays. And so he has one called Dark Matter that will be at Spring Street Studios.
What's it about?
It's called Dark Matter. It can get pretty twisted. Yeah, it starts at 8 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. I'm out on that, too.
Nah.
Okay. Friday the 13th. Outdoor jams at Market Square Park. Bi-monthly concert series called the Backyard Jams Concert Series. And featuring indie pop songstress Dolly Barnes and indie rock band Vody.
No.
Okay. You can buy food, beer, and wine at Nico Nico's. I've done movie nights there, but that's not for me. All right, so far we're not doing so well. I can probably say no to this on the headline. Get Jazzy with the Brad Meldhow Trio at Houston's Cullen Performance Hall. University of Houston's Cullen Performance Hall. I'm going to go no.
Pass.
All right. Saturday. Here we go.
Is anybody giving a yes yet?
No.
No. No. Well, there's 11 things. We're still good. This is Saturday. The Society of the Performing Arts presents an evening of drumming from internationally acclaimed percussion artist Drum Tao. I do not want to hear a bunch of drums. I'm out on
no.
that. Do you need to hear more, John?
No, no, no,
okay,
no.
Okay. You're participating in this. You realize, right?
Yeah. I thought, okay. I thought you gave a universal no for it, all of us.
No, no. Okay. I don't speak for all of us.
Okay.
This one, okay, we were going to go, but I have to be at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow. I noticed my appearance at Sam Houston Race Park is not on here. And there's Shooter Jennings afterwards. Yeah. And Shooter McGavin. So, But Ron White at the Smart Financial Center. My wife loves Ron White, so we were going to go see him, but I have to work. Show starts at 8 o'clock. He's a comedian, very funny.
He used
to tour with Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, and they did the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
So I'm going to go with yes, we were going to go, although it was because of her, because she's a big fan. So I probably wouldn't have on my own. So I'm going to go with a no.
Yeah. I don't like redneck comedy.
I don't like driving to Sugar Land. Okay. We're into Sunday, and we're still on bagels, aren't we?
Yep.
Okay. Discovery Green is throwing itself a birthday celebration. There will be performances from such artists as Ballet Folklorico, Cirque La Vie, and Los Tex Maniacs. Interactive inflatable games, kayaking demonstrations, garden tours, goat yoga, hula hooping. He says, man, it's going to be crazy down there.
No, I pass.
I'm out.
No.
Okay.
This is the worst week ever.
Well, we're down to two.
I feel like Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah. Yeah. Swing for the fences here. For two decades now, Polly's Restaurant and its adjoining wine bar, Camerata at Polly's, has been a sweet spot in the Montrose area for authentic Italian cuisine. To celebrate its 20th anniversary this year, the eatery will have an epic bash, complete with food trucks, music from local turntable star DJ Sun, and drink specials at Camerata.
No.
No.
This is the first one that I've come across that I may do.
I mean, I like Italian food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to stuff like this.
Well, but I'll go to your restaurant, but I don't really want to go when you've got DJs and all this stuff.
I mean, I'm not going to go, but I've been to something like this.
Well, I think we've all been to something like this. But the question is, will you go?
Will I? No.
Okay. Would you go if you had nothing else going on? Would you go down to the Montrose and go to this thing?
Possibly.
Okay, I'm still going to go with that.
Okay, that's a no.
Not strong enough.
Yeah, that's a no. Yeah.
It's like, no, I would definitely do this. All right, last chance. I feel okay about this one.
That was like a infield, almost an infield single, but I got thrown out.
Yeah, because you didn't hustle down to first.
No, I didn't.
You kind of loafed, and I think that was the reason. All right, finally. And we're way under no matter what, because I had set 2.5 as the number. But I hadn't seen what they were yet. Now I kind of feel like if I'd known, I probably would have set the number at 1. How about this? The 6th Annual Houston Barbecue Festival.
Ooh.
4 of the state's top 10 barbecue spots will be in attendance, including Houston's own Tejas Chocolate and Barbecue and Corkscrew, along with a large assortment of local barbecue places. Starts at 1 p.m. We see where this thing is, because he doesn't tell us in the little write-up.
That's going to give me a...
Yeah, that's going to...
What day is it on?
It's Sunday.
Okay.
What's it called?
The Houston Barbecue Festival. And
I normally don't like to go to barbecue festivals. I just like to go to barbecue places.
Right. But I'd like to know where it is, because it's not telling me on here.
It's got to be on the north side.
Tyler says Humble Civic Center.
Oh, I'm out then. Yeah, I'm not going there. Humble.
Aren't you close to Humble, EJ?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's far from me. That's like Humble's northeast. I'm northwest.
Ah.
That's, you know how I always tell you, like, I try not to go past the 12 on the clock, the 12 or the 6, like that whole part of the 12 to 6 on that side, I don't deal with.
Okay, so if that doesn't draw us, that's like.
Well, that and the prices might persuade you not to go.
No, I don't care about
that. $60 for general admission.
That's nothing.
What's it include? All you can eat?
Includes an entry into the festival, unlimited sample portions from each participating Houston barbecue joint.
That's not bad.
It's just the drive to Humble.
And then there's a $100 VIP admission on sale, includes an entry to the festival 1 hour early at noon and unlimited sample portions for each participating barbecue joint. A t-shirt, one drink ticket are also included.
It sounds great. It's just I'm not going there. So yeah. I think that's Jong.
No, I'm not driving up there.
Okay, so complete bagel today. 0 for 11. Well, technically 0 for 33.
And that's called reddicking it.
Yeah, we reddicked it. You know what, though? You know what I think should have been on this list?
Sam Houston Race Park?
Yeah. And Shooter Jennings immediately after live quarter horse racing. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give some tickets away to this. A four-pack to hang out with me in the special ESPN VIP section. It's all roped off. You get food. It's cool. You get programs and tip sheets, all that. This Saturday night from 6 until 8, then you can stay after the races and catch a 2018 Spring Concert Series. Don't miss Shooter Jennings immediately after the racing. Tickets start as low as $10 and are on sale now. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. Come for the fun, or you know what? Just be caller 17.
Seems like a good deal.
And I will see you Saturday night. Don't call unless you want to go see Shooter, though. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Taking no shit. I got a woman who left me. White with a heart of cold stone. When they see the black in my eyes, they see a man.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. I'll forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com, greatest website in the history of the known universe. Really good video from Josh and Lance Erline talking about the draft. Basically, it's Josh's video because, you know, Lance does stuff for NFL Network, but he criticizes Josh's mock draft. So it's kind of fun. And Josh's mock draft is on there. And there's also a link to Lance's if you don't know how to get it on NFL Network. A couple of Patrick Creighton columns. Barry Laminack on the Ken Giles thing we talked about earlier. Granato has positives and negatives from the Astros after their first 10 games. And Rockets playoff preview, so pretty much something for everybody on there today. Go and check it out. All right. Well, I have a bunch of potential gems of the day, but Tyler just sold me on this one. I haven't actually read the whole thing yet, so I'm just going to assume he's got it nailed. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay. A substitute teacher at a Connecticut high school has been arrested. Of course, we know teachers, there could be a lot of things going on, right?
Yeah.
This is from Montville, Connecticut, which is kind of the upscale eastern version of Florida.
Okay.
Northeast version, right? 23-year-old Ryan Fish of Basra was charged with four counts of reckless endangerment, as well as two counts of risk of injury to a minor and a second-degree breach of peace because he started a fight club at the school. An in-depth investigation, police said they determined that Fish was supervising the fights in a classroom at Montville High.
So like a fight club?
Yeah, that's what I said, fight club.
Okay.
He started a fight club. An arrest warrant says he watched and even encouraged the students. Warren also says students recorded video clips on their phones and shared them on social media.
What's the number one rule about Fight Club?
You don't talk about or video it.
Shame, shame.
Yeah. He was a math substitute teacher at Montville High School and an employee of the Board of Education. He was fired in October. He is expected to appear in Superior Court on Thursday. Okay, first off, I do feel the need to kind of tell him that Fight Club really isn't about fighting. It's not what the movie's about.
Yeah.
Second of all, if you're going to do one, you can't be recording it.
No.
And, okay, I get it's math, and it's probably boring to the students, and you think, oh, it'd be more fun if we start a fight club. And
that's
Bob versus Jeff.
Right. Bob has bitch tits.
Yeah. His name is Robert Paulson.
Sorry. I don't,
oh, you can't say
I don't know why I even...
You could say the B yeah. part, but you can't say that.
Right.
We had this conversation before the show.
I don't know why I just did that. It's like, because we were talking about the movie, and then you said Bob.
His name is Robert Paulson.
That's my bad. Apologies to the jury.
That's okay, AJ. It's only when you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Thank you.
So,
I haven't lost it all yet.
Oh, man. I can do Fight Club quotes for hours. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Trevor wants to know if AJ will be tuned into the WNBA draft tonight.
I had no idea that was going on.
I didn't either. Didn't either. So, I'm going to go to steak night tonight and get a steak and then watch the Leafs and Bruins.
Yeah.
That's my evening. Although it starts at 6, so I'll actually have it up watching the first hour here during the 6 o'clock hour. So, it'll be like you when you bet on college basketball.
Yeah.
This will be more just, I'll have it in the background. Kind of like I have our live stream, so I can look at that every now and then and say, boy, I look awful. I've kind of got it figured out now where I can keep the hat way down over my face and I can't really see my face between the hat and the earphones. So when this thing goes live, I won't look.
You'll be okay.
I won't look.
But you're going to have to wear a hat every single day.
Pretty much, yeah. So, okay. Well, that's like I did the other day just because I've been sort of scouting this out. Even when I had on like the suit jacket and stuff after for meetings, I did bring a Golden Knights hat to throw on my head for the show.
Okay.
So I'll be doing that.
No. I didn't wear a hat today because I rode my motorcycle, so my hat is a helmet.
You can put your helmet on.
That would be super weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brandon told me yesterday they're still thinking about that camera, the camera position, so they may or may not move the camera.
Okay.
Yeah, I think,
I don't even care.
I'm going to leave that to, because we've got some pretty smart people who understand camera angles and things like that working on it.
The camera angle doesn't bother me. What's going to bother me is the light angle.
Yeah, that's...
Are these going to shine these crazy lights right? Like, if this stays right here, it's going to be very difficult for me.
Yeah, I don't know about the lights.
Well, I've got it figured out now because, like, even if that light was on at this angle that I'm at right here, it wouldn't bother me because I have the hat bill over my eyes. So I've been planning for this. I know it's coming. So, it'll have its uses. I don't know that people... I mean, I think a lot of people just kind of, they keep telling me, hey, man, I want to check it out. And it's like, okay. All right. We are going to take a very quick break.
Only 1 hour left in the show, Fred.
And it's gone by really quickly.
We're going to have to talk to some mappers on the other side.
Yeah, we are. Come on aboard, maps. I've got a bunch more sports. I got a bunch more stuff. What are you thinking?
Have we done any stuff? Well, I guess we did the Katie mom is the only stuff we've really done.
Yeah, we did the gym of the day.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Didn't you have a story yesterday that we never got to that you wanted to do? Or did we get to it?
I think I decided not to do it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it had some potential, but then I was like, it's not worth a whole segment. Yeah.
Is it something that you get in trouble for?
No.
So it's not Kelly Clarkson?
No, It was about this guy who documented his first week of working at Target and all the crazy-ass things he saw along the way.
Interesting. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Hour number 3 is coming up. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5. We out.